The Nobel Prize in Chemistry this year will honor two remarkable achievements in understanding how living cells work. It also recognizes two people who were once headed away from research. Both Peter Agri and Roderick MacKinnon started out as medical doctors. Both were drawn to the laboratory to probe some of nature's deepest mysteries. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
When Peter Agri joined the medical school at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore, he was heading down the traditional road in academic medicine, patient care with a bit of clinical research on the side. Nobel Prize caliber work was not on his mind.
The humbling truth is we bumbled along and bumped into this without planning to.
Dr. Agri's lab was studying the Rh factor in blood, important in a few medical conditions, but otherwise not all that earth-shaking.
We were purifying the Rh protein from red cells and inadvertently purified a contaminant. We didn't know what it did, and the wise thing would have been to have just dismissed it, but we were kind of curious. This second protein was also very abundant in kidney.
What did kidney cells and red blood cells have in common, he wondered. Then he found it in plant cells as well. His hunch was that this protein had to do with how water moves into and out of living cells.
I think it was Linus Pauling that said, you have to have a lot of ideas because most of them are wrong. In this case, we had one idea and it was right.
Did your career take a left turn at that point then?
Boy, it sure did. Even competing laboratories wanted to know what we were doing. I mean, no one really cared what we worked on before then.
He called these molecules aquaporins. And since Dr. Agri found the first one, scientists have found them everywhere, throughout the plant and animal kingdoms. They help plants move water through their systems, and they help our bodies stay in balance when we're sweating and thirsty or overloaded with fluids.
These processes, of course, are recognized by all of us, but the molecular mechanisms of how the water can move so fast remained unexplained.
That has all changed now because of Dr. Agri's work. And even though he gave up medical practice and hematology research to study aquaporins, he says this basic research is still leading in medically interesting directions.
Colleagues of ours have discovered an aquaporin in malaria. We're hoping that could be used therapeutically for the treatment of malaria.
Agri will share this year's Nobel Prize with Roderick MacKinnon, a scholar with the Howard Hughes Medical Institute. He also started out as a medical doctor, but at the age of 30, he realized his muse was elsewhere.
Although medicine was rewarding in many ways, I saw so many things that I felt was a superficial understanding, and I'm happiest working on puzzles and figuring out how things work at a very basic level.
One question that captivated him was the chemistry and biology that generates nerve impulses. First, he tried to crack this problem with the conventional tools, studying the tiny electric currents in the body. But then he decided to try a radically different approach. He wanted to make pictures of the molecules that control the flow of charged atoms into and out of cells, since they ultimately create the current. He recounted this history today from the stage at Rockefeller University with his wife, a chemist named Alice, near at hand.
People really thought this wasn't very, very sane. And in fact, when I got here, my lab was two, in addition to myself. It was one postdoc who came with me, and then Alice started working with me because she felt bad for me. It's true.
MacKinnon taught himself how to use a technique called X-ray crystallography. It's the same tool used 50 years ago to decipher the structure of DNA. This problem was much harder. But in 1998, MacKinnon succeeded in taking pictures that reveal atom by atom the structure of the molecule that had captured his interest. So what's he going to do with his share of the $1.3 million in prize money?
I realized after this morning, when nobody could get a hold of me to let me know what had happened, I realized I'd better buy a cell phone.
Richard Harris, NPR News.